Anthony strode around the kitchen in Flynn's home. He ran his hand through his hair as he growled into his mobile phone.
Jesus, Rupert, I've told you already. He's fucking gone, and all I have is this bloody cryptic note signed BTK. We all fucking know who that is. Yes, that one. I've sent a picture of Flynn to your phone. His satchel is still here. The front door was open, and that's not like him at all. He's ultra-cautious. You know how bloody paranoid he is.
Anthony looked down at the note on the kitchen table, pinned there by a full tomato sauce bottle, a condiment he knew Flynn refused to have in his kitchen. Anthony had never even been able to get him to buy it for his bloody fish and chips, so the bottle must mean something. As he'd arrived at Flynn's basement flat around 11:30 p.m., Anthony had seen the open front door. He'd made his way inside. Flynn's old, beaten satchel was sitting on the kitchen counter with his mobile in it. His laptop bag was at the side of the kitchen table, and his house keys were on the tabletop. The note had been sitting on the table, and Anthony had glanced at it, thinking Flynn had to dash out quickly and left him a note. The handwritten words on the cream notepaper had frozen his blood.
"Anthony, I have your little fuck buddy. I'll send him back once I'm finished with him, but he might not be in the same mint condition. Sorry about that. You might have to have sloppy seconds tonight. Your buddy, BTK."
He hadn't touched the note, but called the station and told them to get the crime scene team down here right fucking away. After he'd hung up, he'd had time to process the note's chilling words, knowing what they meant. Then he'd found another note, addressed to Flynn on the same cream-coloured notepaper lying on the floor by the sink.
"By the time he reads this, you'll be mine, inside and out."
Fear, cold and real, had gripped him.